Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. Cues, problems in the woodpile. The title will be covered in the reverse of the listing. Well, it's easier to define things when you build up to what the problem is. So I decided to do it backwards. No big deal. In reverse order, we have the woodpile, problems, and questions. And I'm sure everybody's heard the term, heard that cute little saying, you know, we got problems in the woodpile. Well, I'll make the assumption that everyone knows what a woodpile is. That can be a big pile of wood that somebody just tossed in the yard. It can be a nice, orderly stacked cord or some of that. In reality, there are two of them, and once upon a time, an honest to God coal pile. Oh, yeah, coal country. It's where I live. And you didn't hear very much about the coal pile, but the wood pile was clunky. You move one thing and another thing falls over. It's a game like that. Anyway, you are going to get an education today in terms of what reality is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Oil Can Harry. For those of you who don't know, ask Grandma. She'll tell you who Oil Can Harry was. And he was tying a girl to the railroad tracks. You've seen the old black and white silent movies, I'm sure. Well, we're going to have some fun with this. I can't believe it. Some dummy thinks they can call me while I'm on the show. Beep, beep. Well, the woodpile is a straight-up reference to two things. A wood frame building was that famous woodpile to a mason. And a pile of split wood for heating and cooking. That pretty much covers it. Generally, the pile was organized so that, you know, in today's world, think of all that different, all the different pieces of wood as the components that makes up the different subjects, incidents, and directions of what is going on. Ooh, not in a good direction generally. It don't look nice to me, but it's there. Very few actually leave a pile. As most stack their firewood to save space and keep it dry. That's right. Is somebody digging in a wood pile? Well, the reason they're digging in the wood pile is because there's snow or ice or something on top, or the top part's wet, and it's hard to burn wet wood, believe me. In this is a crude order, as it has only the firewood relationship in chunks of split wood. Just the firewood relationship. Even in this, there were different kinds of wood that have specific qualities, like cherry giving flavor to food, or the long, hot character of oak for heating. I know y'all didn't expect this kind of a show. Get over yourself and listen up. When society is looked at, there are just as much diversity and difference in it all as are found in any wood pile. Each one's a little bit different, breaks a little different, splits a little different. Just as with people, each piece of wood is different. In all societies, there are general measures. Got your tape handy? General measures of individuals, groups, and kinds of all peoples. And yeah, it's plural. I'm kind of old-fashioned about some things. Old English is one of the things that I'm familiar with, and I use it, and there you go. These associations and relationships are what comes under diversity. Everybody's heard that. This diversity includes, but is not limited to, the designational divisions we see. Woo-hoo-wee. You designated this, that, or the other thing because of where you at, and a whole bunch of... The designation label is used for location, oh, and the beautiful little race, and economics, and social status and standing. Oh, my goodness. You have been determined to be equal to such and such, and we are going to put you in a slot. Some equate this to a person's value. Now, I don't give a damn who you think you are or how good you are with any of this, but I've studied this out, and I'll get to that in a minute. But what's neat about this is that people slot you on a valuation standard that they make up. Now, sociology is what this covers as a basis. And believe me, I have done extensive things in sociology. So, how about definitions from Webster's Dictionary? One, the science, and I got that notated big time, all kind of red marks around it, the science of society, social institutions and social relationships, specifically, and they make note of these things, the systematic study of the development, structure, interaction, and collective behavior of organized groups of human beings. Now, you don't agree on everything necessarily. Most people don't even know who the friggin' neighbors are, let alone ever have a conversation with them. Well, you need to get intermittently in touch with your neighbors. When I say intimately, that means sharing toilet paper if need be. I've read, and this is how I grew up, okay? Started out when I was about 6 or 7, and Mom got tired of me asking exactly what's this word mean, Mom? And she handed me a dictionary and says, go figure it out. And I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, how does this work? See the word you got? Yeah. Find the first letter. And she went and run me through it. I have worn out several dictionaries. I don't take their definitions as seriously as some people do, but I do look things up. I am curious. I want to know what the present or current definitions or meanings of things as people look at them are, so I know what I'm dealing with. So, sociology, the science of society, social institutions and social relationships, specifically the systematic study of the development, structure, interaction, and collective behavior of organized groups of human beings. And believe me, I've read and studied many texts and groups dealing with this because I wanted to know why people were the way they were and why they acted like they did. That's my personal wood pile, a little part of it anyway. At least it gives you kindling. Now, my parents were some of the very first radical social justice activists. Woohoo! And had an extensive library and gave me an extraordinary life. I started out as the only little kid in grade school who had black friends. Oh, you talk about a lot of fun. Try that back in the 50s. Woo! Most will not like what I've found in some 50 years of study. That's right. It's a continual study. Why? Things keep metamorphing. There's a nice collegiate word. That's about a $3 job. Metamorphosis. That's what happens between a caterpillar and a butterfly. It goes through some changes. Well, this continually changes to a point where you have to continually study it. You've remembered, I'm sure, about professionals that have to go back to school a lot, all the time. Continuing education, they call it. Well, this is a continuing education. Now, this is 50 years of study. Bear that in mind. This goes well beyond the Oh boy, I messed that up. Messed that word up. There we go. We'll make it look right so I can reread. Somebody else can read it. This goes well beyond the nice labels we have today. Cabal, deep state, that sort of thing. First, look at the fact that many are looking for an easy way out. Ooh, ET's gonna come flying in and save us all. Really? don't bet on it. They've told me something different. As I covered on the last show, until we clean up our own nest, they ain't showing up. We're not going to transition, and a bunch of other nice things. Look at the fact that many are looking for an easy way out. Why? Well, the convenience generation, which started in the 50s, got the us boomers to instruct our snowflake kids that they should be able to have a convenience of life. That was a big mistake, but it got done. I didn't do that, but a lot of people I know did. Many are looking for an easy way out. Oh, all of a sudden everybody will pick up a gun, we'll go take care of it. You're right. The problem being that there is no easy way out. I hope everybody's catching this. I'm only going to do this show once, you guys. I'm going to go back and listen to it if you need to. But no quick fix and no one coming to save anyone. Ooh, yeah, there goes your religion right in the toilet. Now, whenever someone stands up, they're murdered. Haven't you seen all these people that have proof about the insidiousness of vaccinations of different kinds, what they put in this, you know, somebody stands up, you know, how many are dead? Most of them. If anyone speaks too loudly or develops too large an audience against those who are in power, they are eliminated. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like that used to have record players. Now it would be where your CD skips. Power. Oh yeah. How much power you got? What kind of powers are we dealing with here? Well, here's power by definition. Ability to act or produce an effect. That's power. Oh, okay. Well, that sounds reasonable enough, depending on how it's used. Guess what? A controlling group, and they put it in they capitalized it, establishment, often used in the phrase, and I know everybody's heard this one, the powers that be. Ooh. I'm going to go back in the time machine right now, and I'm going to drop something on you probably heard before, but you need to hear it again. You need to be aware of this. You need to suck it up and get real. Why? Well, because this is how things are right now. And people ain't going to like this, but grit your teeth, fasten your seatbelt, chomp popcorn or whatever it is it takes to get you to where you can handle a little pressure. A person once said, some of the most powerful men in the United States are afraid of somebody or something. They know that there is a power somewhere, and so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. You got to whisper. And guess what? That's Woodrow Wilson. Guess what the year is? 1913. Welcome to the real wood pile. Now, Roosevelt, he was a mouthy little mother, in 1913 wrote, behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledges no responsibility to the people. to destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics as the first task of the statesman of the day? Really? Yeah, we're going to get, we got nasty and ain't gone anywhere yet. Well, that pretty much defines the wood pile. How about problems? Problems go to something that is not right, whatever that may be. Can't find your keys. Shoestring not only breaks when you try to tie it, but after you fix it, it breaks again. There is a thing there somewhere that's evil and trying to make you late for work, among other things. The things that cause difficulty can be, but not limited to, the physical and mental, and may or may not be yours or something outside your control. Think about that very carefully. May or may not be yours or something outside your control. Can you control the dog, the kids? Man, you ever heard cats? Well, that's like getting all the teenagers going in the same direction at the same time. Taking this far out, and I'm talking about the boundary limits, taking this far out, no matter the situation, what can be done to solve whatever problem comes at you? Ooh, there's a question in the middle of the problem section. Oh, my goodness. What is it that comes at you? This is also the simple math. But today, a few engineers have built mental controls that no one notices into all those apps. Did you get an app going? I got a text. You know, I hear people breathing funny in the background. All the way from pop-ups, you see those on about any kind of computer that you got, including phones, that can be ignored, to the addictive. Addictions, most people don't realize they're addicted in terms of this sort of thing or other things, but it's there, and other people are too busy with their own addiction to notice or say anything or whatever, you know. Okay, this is all just as illegal as it has been since the first subliminal clip from the 1940s. Ooh, yeah, that's right. That's when it started. Might have been only one or two, but they tested it. Oh, my God, the response. We got mobbed. The restaurant ran out of cheeseburgers. Two forms of addiction, the physical from opioids as an example, and the mental from programs. Ooh, that game just makes me want to play it all the time. Ooh, you know. Add to those the life, and you're going to love this, found in whatever rut you are in. And then you realize how addicted you are, how controlled you are. I do hope everybody gets this picture. I really do. Because if you don't, you won't be able to get out of it. If you don't, you won't see this as being important enough for you to take it up as something you need to do something about. Not everybody's an expert, but all of this leaves me wondering, not just about what I've covered, but just how screwed we all really are. Ooh-wee, the questions. All right. I note that most of this has been known since forever. All of this goes way back. How is it that we got here? Questions. My. How is it that we got here? Better yet, why? That forever started around 1700 when the ruling classes found that the people were gaining too much independent power. Well, what do? How do you change somebody's mind against their will without realizing it or knowing it or caring about it? That's simple. You addict them. The Knights Templar were considered a threat, so they were eliminated. Thing is, if you survive, that group is even stronger today than it was back then. Oh, boy. And most people have no idea. Supposedly today, we have checks and balances and laws and rules designed to give an average person protection and a fair shake. Well, really? A lot of people ain't noticed. With all this in place, there is little enforcement from on the street to courts and legislation. What the hell's up with that? The question becomes, why? Well, think about it. Why, if you had a moneymaker, would you screw it up? Or would you keep it making money? It's not difficult to understand. How does this work? Well, people in power dictate what happens to this, that, the other thing, your job, your company, whatever, depending on what level. Who dictates these activities? Ooh, who tells that judge that you need to take a giant crap on this guy? Okay. And if I don't, you'll end up flipping burgers down at the joint, man. Now, the last one it'll make you cream your jeans if you think about it. Why can't this be fixed? Hello? Most look at things in a way that negates all efforts. Refusal to get involved or take action is seen as agreeing to it all. Well, these people don't have no mandate, and they're not. And these people ain't telling us to, cut the crap. So we just continue doing what we're doing. Now I'm doing everything I can, but people still ask why I haven't come to save them, or initiated a government program or something. Well, ain't up to me. Not my call. How about that one? Statements have been made from 200 years ago, yet few have taken any action. Now, you can go into this as 100 years ago, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1913 or earlier. What's been stipulated to me is that the government has been owned, now think about this very carefully, since Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, 1829 to 1837. And or before. There's your 200 years, easy. Is it getting close to the point of no return? And I mean that quite literally. We got idiots that think they can play games with property rights, Second Amendment, First Amendment. It don't seem to stop now, does it? Well, the best question then becomes, when are the real patriots going to say, no more? I mean, I'll even offer to help. Think about the fact that an invisible government was known in 1913. What does that tell you about our condition, situation, and the problems we face, huh? I'll give you one problem that was rectified. The good guy. Theory. This is from The Week, and it is a liberal. There was a guy in a church, and the guy pulled a shotgun out, and he shot two people before the other guy could put a bullet through his head and stop him. Liberals sneer at the good guy with a gun narrative. Uh-huh. But this incident should prove, once and for all, that defensive gun use is not a myth. Yes, the shooter was able to kill two people before the security guard shot him with his pistol. But this tragedy could have been much, much worse. What happens if that security guard wasn't there? Thank God for the Second Amendment. Well, how about this? And you guys will love it. Social media tracks you. You didn't know that. You're living in a stone age. What the problem is that they're not the people who would enforce law, the people who would need to have information. are not enforcing the situation in terms of causing Facebook, Google, email, whatever email it may be, to give us, the good guys, you know, that want to catch these nutcases before they go off on somebody and hurt somebody. And all, okay, real simple, not complicated, not complicated at all. What it is that no judge has had the kahunas to say, hey, dude, you got a choice. No, really, what's that? Turn off all your social media tracking devices and whatnot, or help us out with this problem. Well, what problem was that? We need to catch a turkey that gets loose that, you know what, you got all the information on him. You got his name, his address, what kind of guns he's got available to him, kind of vehicle he's going to be able to get a hold of, and where he's going. I mean, they post these things on Snapchat, on Facebook, you know, wherever. That means that these people could have an automatic red flag when somebody says, I'm going to go kill everybody at the mall. The little light goes off. What do you get? Well, it's real simple. You're going to love this. Red flag goes off. Little red light at this police station goes off. Oh, and he's headed from here to there right now. Okay. Car 54, where are you? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we can joke about this all you want, but if you stop that mental case before it gets loose in terms of being able to hurt innocent people, well, then you don't have two dead at the church. I wonder how many he would have killed. That's my question. I wonder how many he would have killed if a security guard hadn't been there. I mean, there was a nut in a motel room up above a concert, supposedly, and there's been some fun with that. Yeah, supposedly he killed a whole bunch of people. Well, the problem is they have, and still have, I know some people got copies of the videos showing more than one shooter. Oops. Now, there's two or three things that go into this. And I mean, several things. One is, what do you want? Which right are you willing to sacrifice? Second Amendment ensures all the other ones. It really does. That's the insurance. Why do you think it got in second place? Free speech usually starts the argument. And sometimes, depending on what is going on, a gun settles it. What's the argument? I got the right to shoot you. Oh, you do, huh? You might want to figure out, you might want to take the safety off your gun before you try to play games with somebody like me who knows what's going on. And my safety is not on. It just, anyway, I'm looking at percolating you thoroughly. Well, let's get into this. Have you been watching the news at all? Have you seen or heard anything about Virginia? Those idiots. Now, here's the word idiot. The word idiot goes to the Greek. It means idios, uninstructed. These people are blatant idiots. If they think that they're going to be able to get away with gun confiscation. Everybody has said no that would enforce it. And I'm telling all the police people, National Guard, I'll get UN troops. Dude, obviously you don't know how that works either. The best thing in the world you guys can do if you really want peace and you don't want people coming after you, and I've told them how to come after you on a legal basis. Believe me, I have. It's very simple. You repeal that horse hockey. Try something different. We're going to come and confiscate your assault rifle just because it looks like an assault rifle. You better bring a big, healthy supply of body bags, I can tell you that, for whomever might show up. Or better yet, the governor thinks he's so cool. how about you try going door to door and taking guns on? And he turns around, we're not going to do that. Why? Well, maybe it's because of 250,000 people visiting who are militia members. Think that might be part of it? Some counties are actually sponsoring the militias now. Most of the counties have become Second Amendment sanctuary counties. What's that mean? Oh, the Attorney General says that that's horse hockey. Well, guess what, Mr. Horse Hockey? Try it. You go right ahead and violate people's constitutional rights at that extent. Now, you're doing the same things that the other people did recently and said, quite simply, do no due process. We don't want to have any of that. It just mess things up, get stuff stuck to people and whatnot. Let's see here. Oh, we can legislate the Constitution out of existence. This is what they're talking about. Look at something on there that you might like to keep. Gone. You like to protest? I mean, kill the umpire or whatever the deal is. Well, it's pretty simple. It's not difficult. You lose that right. You've never been to a socialist country or a communist country or something nasty. You've never been to a true, full-fledged dictatorship. You are at the whim of whomever decides they want to do something to you. It's for your safety, and they pull the trigger. Oh, come on now. Think about this and get real about it. There's no room left to play. Why? Because there is no give and take in terms of what the Constitution says, specifically about guns, specifically about your First Amendment free speech rights. Remember, Trump got it to put his foot down, told the colleges that if you want government funds, you get rid of the safe zone horse hockey. You allow people to speak. Well, they scheduled people during spring break. Get real. No. Oh, and what is the problem in terms of not paying attention to the students? Do you really believe that the students are so mentally weak that if they hear some kind of conservatism, that they're going to come out of the lecture room doing a goose step with their arm raised in the air? Huh? Come on now. Seek Heil. Can you do it? You know, Jesus. I give these kids a lot more credit than that. Let's prove it. How many people would give up all their rights? That's the question. And Q's problems in the woodpile. Well, the woodpile is really one of the greater problems. And the problems of solving things and the questions about it aren't nearly as bad as the woodpile itself. Now, I've been doing a lot of research. The reason I stipulated what I did today is very simple. You've heard of the deep state, cabal, whatever you want to call it. Well, they knew about it in 1913. Do you think it might have grown, transformed a little bit, hidden a little better? Think about that very carefully. That you got two presidents talking about it. Behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. Well, what are they doing? Profiteering off of you. Remember that rut that I mentioned that you're stuck in? Oh, boy. I love my life. I love my job. I go to work every day. I come home, eat, and go to bed. I get up, go to work, and repeat. Now, you've heard the rinse and repeat before, I'm sure. The certain clothes and whatnot. Well, how about your life? We have a lot of people out there that I know of in the group known as Cosmic Voice or people that listen to me and others, and I got to give him a lot of credit. These are some of the brightest people I've ever talked to, and I have had some long conversations with a few of them. Now, here's the deal. I need people to get their stuff together in terms of getting together with others on the page. Pay attention to this. Seeing how many people might want to get together, and you can have a video chat, do it on Facebook, whatever, doesn't matter. What I'm talking about is you need to organize something and figure out who might want to be the target. Ooh, yeah. Ain't that fun? Think about having a big old target. You know, and you should caption that target. You should say, go ahead, make my day. I mean, what we're playing here, what we're going to be playing here is, first, legalities. And there's a bunch of them involved in all this. Any person that's a legislator who violates their oath of office, I don't care who it is, what level, you violate your oath of office, you can be removed for that violation, period. Then you got the problems with the treason. Felonious treason is when you include within a treasonous act something that can, does, or has the probability of having someone get killed. By taking your action, you painted a target on yourself. You know, I hope some people in Virginia listen. I really do, because they need to pay attention. They need an education, and here it is. You got an oath of office. You violate that oath of office, you can be removed. That includes, it's not limited to, but can include legislators, all of them at all levels, House and Senate, okay? Judges at all levels, to include state Supreme Courts, etc. Federal judges included, all right? And nobody is immune or above the law, at least according to the Judicial Watch. It really does a number on some people. I just love them for it. I support them and what they do, and I just, almost cream my jeans when I think about some of the things that they caused to happen in the manner in which it's stated. Now, here's the fun. We have an extraordinarily systemic problem. Unless the freedoms of the people, everybody, you, me, the dog, whatever. I got some relatives that qualify as dogs, yes. And they're just about as ugly, too. The situation is going to be one of total and absolute subjugation. That's right, you become a real subject. In other words, when royalty goes by and you don't bail, get on your knees and praise the ground that person's walking on, well, guess what can happen? Guess what can happen? In the old days, they used to break your knees. They would hit your kneecap with the flat side of a short sword. I don't know if you've ever held a short sword. You might want to go look one up and see how heavy that mother is, but it will shatter a kneecap. You don't have to cut their leg off. Just shatter the kneecap, man. They will remember that incident every time they take a step for the rest of their lives. Okay, now, the situation so far is being handled. All of these. There are several states involved, not just Virginia. There are several that are looking at this. Okay, well, guess what? You need to make sure that Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and a few others don't join in. Why? Well, first thing they're looking at is confiscation, and that's illegal. You cannot take property. I don't care who you think you are. You can't take property without due process. Yeah. You cannot play games with the Constitution without a state's convention. You can't change none a bit. Okay, now let's take that to the next level. This means that none of anyone's rights is up for sale or can be legislated, controlled, or regulated to the point where it is ineffective. Now, Second Amendment again. And the people shall be allowed to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. Let's take it to the next fun. There's a thing called the Dick Act. Look it up and spread it like free beer. The Dick Act stipulates that any individual, civilian specifically, who can afford to own what the military uses in the way of weaponry is allowed to own it. That includes battle tanks, machine guns, whatever you got in mind, excluding, the only one exclusion, nuclear weapons. And I don't know how, I don't really trust our own government with nuclear weapons, but then I don't trust our own government a whole lot either. For obvious reasons, I heard that this stuff was getting ready to happen, that this stuff was coming, and that the people might be in serious trouble. Well, maybe there's a bunch of people that hold seats in Virginia that need to have the people come in and remove them. Think about that very carefully. Think about that very carefully. They got a guy called Sergeant at Arms supposed to lock and monitor doors and all this other stuff. They have security people in there. They probably have some Secret Service around. Well, guess what? You're going to have enough people to negate that. What's that mean? Well, you walk up to the guy and you put a gun barrel in his ear and you say, you move, you die. Don't fart or sneeze or you might be in serious trouble. It will give house cleaning a problem. Why? Well, it's going to stick to, some of your brains will stick to the wall, probably. And you're surely going to mess up the carpet. Now, this is a forced takeover of a legislative body. This is not something you play with. This is not fun times texting your buddies. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is serious to the point of death. Well, we're in the situation of being in a life or death situation, like it or not. So that is, you know, and I,
well, you can't do any legislation under duress.
Oh, yes, you can. If you have purposely caused the duress through legislation, return duress is acceptable on a legal basis.
What's that mean?
Well, that means that just because somebody has a gun does not necessarily give them the right to lord that over you, etc. Now, let's start. I'm starting with this, and this one main thing only. They've known about this secret government since 1913. Now, I'm going to suggest that the government's kind of slow in the uptake. So what happens? Well, very simply, somebody, go look it up. I mean, you know, do more research than I did. That's fine. Go look it up. That secret government has been in place since when? They said that the thing has, that all of this has been owned. Our government owned. Since Andrew Jackson, he was president, 1829 to 1837, seventh president. So that means it was before then, if somebody knew about it. And I guarantee you, there are enough nosy, busybody thingamabobs running around out there that can play the game of investigative reporter. Well, show me. Everybody hear this show. Let's all of us formulate some support for the people of Virginia. Why? Because they're talking about playing games with their rights.
Well, we're not going door to door and take stuff. We'll just register everything.
No, you ain't doing that either.
Oh, really?
Well, then I'll get the UN dude, go talk to the UN. You might even get educated a little bit as to what they're willing and not willing to get involved with.
Well, they're peacekeepers.
You ain't. You're the source of the problem. Hopefully they'll recognize that and maybe keep you. Anyway, I get all sanctimonious when I have fought for my country and somebody's trying to tear it up, tear it down, negate it, use the Constitution for butt wipe, and tell all patriots, people that are conservative, that you're in a lot of trouble, boy. Remember that song? I'm going to have to haul y'all in because you're having too much fun? Well, okay. That's this sort of situation. I would have a lot of fun. If somebody that in Virginia needs my assistance, I know people that are on our page that can relay a message to me, provide your phone number and or contact information to them, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I will get back to you, and we can see what it is that you're looking at. You want a lot of money? That ain't happening with me, and I'll tell you why. Some of the counties are already funding the militias to make sure that these people act right. You come to our county, and you come under Second Amendment sanctuary law. Ooh, I bet that curdles the milk of a whole bunch of snowflakes. May all snowflakes melt down. But this is the gist of the problems that we're looking at. They're talking about different things here in this country. One of the things I noted that I thought was pretty interesting, I read a lot of magazines and newsprint. This is from Noted. This is the week, January 17th, talking points, Border Patrol agents apprehend citizens of more than 100 countries. What the hell, man? Who speaks that many different languages? Not the Border Patrol. I can tell you that right off the top. Right above that, they said 41 mass killings, defined as an event in which four or more people die, excluding the perpetrator, occurred in the U.S. in 2019. Really? You missed it. You didn't do your homework. There's a park across from the White House. You might want to investigate its history. They turned machine guns, and I'm talking about Mr. Goody Good Two Shoes MacArthur, turned machine guns on friggin' veterans because they had been promised $20. And the esteemed legislators didn't like the idea of having to spend the money. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you want to get into this? We can go, oh, boy. We'll provide you artillery support, but you only get 12 rounds. Do what? Oh, there are people that have been on the battlefield that have got basically screwed real hard by the government that was sent them over there. Said, you got to go. Really? And a lot of people say, want to bet? I'm going to Canada. Screw you. I went. I volunteered. Why? I had a whole bunch of friends in the neighborhood. You don't know shit. Never did shit. Well, okay, I went to Vietnam. I come back. That changed right quick. I come into the Frisch's Big Boy restaurant on the corner and said, hey, I'm back, and I just got done with a tour of duty in Vietnam. I ain't real healthy because I got health problems from a bug bite. But if you want to go, we can go. And the situation is simple. There's more to it than having a war without declaring one. Uh-huh. Better take a look at the precious metals along the western border over by the cliffs. You might want to check into that. Oh, and the Ukrainian ship got shot down. Iran apologized. What's that do for the dead people? You dinks can't operate your military weapons correctly. Maybe you shouldn't have them. Hello. And then you got the Ukraine thinking it's cute to take on the people in the east. There's three provinces, I believe. with artillery fire. Grandma is in trying to cook some potatoes and stuff, and an artillery shell falls in the kitchen. You people are turning your military weapons on your own people? Ooh, and then they'll turn around and lie about it. It's all Russians. Horse hockey, it ain't. There's been people on the ground that have talked to me out there. Boots on the ground, that's right. You started this by telling people they were going to live without eating, not have reliable electricity or water. And then you turn around and turn that unreliable stuff off and wonder why they got upset. They got upset, all right. Then you dinglebats decided to send in the police. They didn't do so well. Then you tried to send in the military. And they didn't even get there. Then you decided it would be cool to, as an example, let's have a truce. That way nobody would get hurt and we can figure this out. The only problem was y'all was sneaking up in the trenches and through varying wastewater pipes, sneaking up on these guys. Well, they figured you out. And the last time you done all that, the last time you caused these problems, they had your back to the sea, and you were out of ammunition just about, and definitely out of food and water. You want to repeat? Go screw with them. Go ahead. These are people that are fighting for their own backyard. Now, that's the reason I told that story just now. How would you feel if some Gestapo mother come to your door? I want your guns. What would you do? Well, you need to make damn sure that you've got some kind of communications system set up. It's called a phone tree. All the patriots call another patriot, call another patriot, and all of a sudden you got a crowd out there. Believe me, they tried that. they tried it in a place called Cloudcroft in New Mexico. Oh, yeah, I know about a lot of these things. And it's funny, they're going to come in cut a bunch of trees away from cabins. And they said, no, you ain't doing that. Oh, we'll be out there on Thursday. It was amazing how many trees grew gun barrels and told them turkeys if they fired up a chainsaw, not only would they shoot the chainsaw and disable the machine, but they'd also go after the dingle ding that was firing it up. We got a chainsaw fired up in Virginia. They're telling us that they got the right to do anything they want to. Doesn't matter about law. Doesn't matter about the Constitution. And it especially doesn't matter about you. Now, I have ranted, raged, and jumped up and down and hollered about some stuff. And y'all need to pay attention to it. And the reason being is that your very survival, think about this carefully, your very survival comes with the Second Amendment right to self-defense. Oh, we're not going to do anything with that. Oh, yeah, you are. You don't need 20, 30 rounds in a semi-automatic rifle to go hunt deer. Tell that to the street gangs that think it's funny to shoot at me every once in a while. I roll the window down so they don't break my window. Point the gun out the window, and if somebody opens fire, I shoot back. You wouldn't believe it, but it's a lot more commonplace than you think. Anyway, things are at their limit. They're trying to make sure that this is addressed legally. I don't believe that they can implement what they're talking about in any way, shape, or form until such time as a federal court says they can. federal court says they can, then we got to remove the federal government too. Think about that very carefully. You remember people mentioning Civil War II? Well, we had a split in the country during that, but we also had a war about independence. Oops. Everybody needs to calm down, if you can. Settle down. Get your stuff together. Make sure you got a gun. Make sure you got a couple of weeks of supply. Now, by supply, I'm talking about food, you know, non-perishable stuff. Canned goods work fine. But be prepared. Get you more than one box of ammo for your gun, whatever kind of gun it is. Shotguns are inexpensive. Some other guns are also inexpensive, and you can get by. You probably, believe me, I pray that we don't have to go to Civil War levels, shooting war with anybody. I didn't like it in Vietnam when I was shooting or getting shot at either. So, you know, you need to rosin up the bow and play the fiddle hard, because the devil's come to Georgia. The hell's come to Georgia and the devil deals with cards? Well, listen to this song.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Like I said, figure out a way to get in touch. Get a hold of one of the admins on the page, on the Facebook page, and I don't mean me. Get a hold of one of the other admins. We will supply something in terms of getting things together for you to be able to relay, and we'll go from there. It's not advisable to do anything stupid. It has been requested by a lot of the militia leadership. Don't come over here to jack stuff up in Virginia, okay? Well, I hope you're taking care of it. If you need reinforcements, let me know. I'll post a thing, and we can shoot all the all them fun bodies that you might ever think you want to need. Be ready, my friends. This may get serious before it's over with. We may have to replace several governments of several states. Think about that very carefully, because that's the alternative you got. I disagree with the idea of killing people, so that's out. In the meantime, replay this and listen to it, and go out there in the world and get her done, please.